Welcome to That FM Local for Sunday, the 29th of January, 2012. But we begin with Washington. A new poll out by NBC and the Wall Street Journal basically guarantees that the American voting public is sick and tired of everyone in Congress and would vote all of them out if given the option. 56% of those polls said they would vote out every politician in the House and the Senate if there was a ballot measure to do so. The bitterness spans the political spectrum. So it's not just one party. No. Everybody's out. With 55% of liberals, 55% of moderates, and 58% of conservatives polling that they'd basically get rid of everybody of their incumbents if given the opportunity. But do members of Congress need to be worried come November 6th? All 435 seats are up for grabs in the House, and 33 will be voted on in the Senate. Historically, however, this poll may or may not be relevant, considering how when it comes to getting rid of their incumbents, they usually don't. In 2010, more than 80% of all incumbents up for re-election, despite the public saying how they'd vote all of them out, still retained their seats. We'll see what happens come November 6th, if they actually do vote the lot home. And now I'll look into today's New York Times. As the median price of first grade in private schools have gone up by 48%, parents at Horace Mann, Columbia Grammar, and Trinity are braced to find out whether they will join the families in the $40,000 a year club. In the neighborhood joint in Midtown, the inventory at Lee's Art Shop makes casual customers wish they were artists. In the Sunday routine of the New York Times, by Steve Hindy, president of the Brooklyn Brewery, feeds the cat, might grab a tennis racket, and sometimes imbibes an ale on Sunday. In the Arts for Westchester, rehearsal sessions at Children's Theater Company of Peekskill includes not only drama, music, and dance, but also discussions and exercise designed to develop a sense of ethics and global citizenship. New poems by the noted publisher Jonathan Galassi tells the story of a married middle-aged man who falls in love with a younger man. "It's all about me," he says. And now for some local news. Amid calls to resign, Mayor Bloomberg supports Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, who is facing mounting pressure from Muslim groups to resign over a video about Islamic extremism. His son Greg, who does the morning gig presenting weekdays on Good Day New York for Fox Television Channel 5 WNYW here in the city, has been put on leave after allegations he sexually assaulted a woman who got pregnant and had an abortion, according to multiple reports. Greg Kelly denied the allegations in a statement released by his lawyer. And WNYW said through his general manager that he has requested some time. And now a look at the weather. Right now it's 36 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Today it will be a high of 45, but right now it's mostly sunny skies, winds going southwest at 14 miles an hour, with a 20% chance of precipitation, and the humidity at 42%. Tomorrow it'll be a high of 39, sunny skies all day, while on Tuesday it'll hit the 50s, high of 53 with partly cloudy skies, low of 41, and on Wednesday a high of 57, low of 42, and on Thursday a high of 49, low of 36. Time now, it's the bottom of the hour, 7:30. You're on the east. Joining us here on the Don FM Local.